Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eric Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pagliarulo. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Lansford moves to second. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lansford scores. McGuire moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Wilson reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. Steinbach moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. Steinbach drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Puckett out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Fox, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Fox. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Fox steals second. Carney Lansford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lansford is 0-1 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco is 0-1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harper hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Harper moves to second. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick misplays the ball. That's an error on Bordick. Harper scores. Larkin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to home to get Larkin. Pagliarulo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mack is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Puckett is 0-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive for a single. Chili Davis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munoz moves to third. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Reddy, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reddy is 0 for 1 in the game. Reddy hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to second. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive for a single. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch moves to third. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munoz strikes out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Pagliarulo, and towards Gagne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson pinch hits for Walt Weiss. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Reddy now playing second base. Mike Bordick now playing shortstop. Ricky Henderson now playing left field. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reddy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Puckett. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive beyond second. Reddy can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a line drive for a single. Davis moves to second. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. Munoz moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reddy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive for a single. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reddy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Fox throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Knobloch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pagliarulo goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Randy Reddy. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Harold Baines pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brown moves to second. Gene Nelson pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Nelson moves to second. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-4 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Carney Lansford now playing shortstop. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Our Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.